What's good, everybody? Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 Football Show. As always, I'm your host, Jordan, and I'm joined by my co-host, Dante. What's good, Dante?
What's good?
You know, missed last another week. Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, I took like the worst nap of my life the other day. It was hurting. Like, I was trying to take a nap. It was so bad, like, that Zarya was like, yeah, it didn't look restful. Like, it didn't look like he was sleeping good. I was like, man, I wasn't.
Damn, that's a waste of time.
Literally, I could have been up doing something.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. But no, we're back this week. We missed last week. We were both really busy, and we didn't have a whole lot to talk about. This is really getting to the point of the off season where it's like, man. But it's like, starting point, to split.
I'm waiting for a player to get in trouble or something so we can have something to talk about. Like,
yeah. But it's starting to flip where we can start to preview. So I think we'll try to go a little bit. We don't want to give too much away for our new listeners. In my opinion, one of the biggest or best things that we do that kind of make the most sense is we pick every game and we do tiers. And so, like, I don't want to preview too much because that's four separate shows for us. That's a lot of content that we put out that we did last year. So, like, I don't want to start previewing in June and then you listen in August and be like, we already know this stuff. So it's a real balance to play. But I think one thing that we're going to try to do is maybe, like, look through the schedule and just kind of, like, what games interest us or storylines or something like that. But we're not going to do any predictions.
Yeah, that works.
So then when we do get to predictions and into the season, then, you know, we actually have stuff to say.
Because I don't even have predictions right now. I think there's only going to be two good teams in my eyes right now until I really look into it. So
yeah.
Until then.
And it's interesting. The thing that we're going to do today is win totals. And based on win totals, projected win totals, they have Michigan as the second best team in the Big Ten. And I don't know about you. I don't believe that. I don't think Michigan is going to be scrubs. I don't know that I see them winning 10 games. I mean, we're doing win totals without looking at the schedule. I don't remember who Michigan plays, so if they have an easy schedule, then maybe they'll get there. But I don't know, because they only won – I don't know. I don't know if I see them winning 10 games. So,
you know – I kind of do, because what's the name? If one thing, Urban Meyer can get out, can give you 10 games
and lose your marble.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You said but,
I told you I was tired. But, yeah, Harbaugh can get you 10 games and lose your bowl game.
Yeah, he can. My issue is they lost a bunch of people, and I don't know who's stepping up for them.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, so – we're going to do this alphabetically. One thing that I did not know until I wrote this down, and I probably did, I just never paid attention. The Big Ten starts in I's. Like, it goes I through W. Like, there's no A, B, C, D, E, none of that. It's I through W.
Nothing. Not an H, nothing.
I'm scrolling through the win totals. I'm like, man, when did the Big Ten start? And then I get to Illinois. I'm like, ah, here we go. I don't know where they got these names from, but. All right, so let's start with, I would say, I don't want to say favorite, but one of our favorite teams to talk about, one of the teams that we are both mutually high on.
Our favorite sleeper.
Yeah, that's a good one. Our favorite sleeper, Illinois. 4.5. I think 4.5 is a good number, like for a betting number. I think it's good. You don't want to put it too low, you don't want to put it too high. I'm going over.
Same. I didn't know you were going to agree. I'm going over.
Yeah, I think at minimum they'll win 5. But I think if their schedule shakes out favorably, I think they can get to a bowl game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they can sneak out 7. Depending on...
I'm not going to go that far. I think the Big Ten is still... like, because they have to win a lot of Big Ten games to do that. Because even if they won all 3 of their non-conference games, and I don't know what that looks like... they have to beat 4 Big Ten teams, and it's like, Wisconsin is what it is. I'm high on Minnesota this year. Iowa is, while I'm not high on them, it's going to be tough for them to beat. Regardless, Iowa's going to be tough for them to beat, whether you're high on them or not. Purdue, I don't know if I'm high on them yet, but, like, they had a good season. Like, I just think that there's too many teams that, like, for them to beat enough.
Well, that's the thing, because I know Iowa lost a lot on their defense. And, like, yeah, it'll be a tough game, but I think it'll be like the Penn State game. I just don't think it'll go into that many overtimes, but it'll be really close. And what'd you say, Purdue? Purdue lost their best receiver to the draft. So there's things like that. So that's why I was like, if they got seven games, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll agree with that. I would not predict seven. I will not say that I think seven, but six and seven is not that big of a difference. I think they could realistically get to six, which means all they need is like one, you know, crazy play, you know, something crazy to happen, injury,
catch somebody slipping. That's all. That's really all it is.
But I got them at five. If I was predicting their actual win total, I'd say five, but five or six.
Yeah, five or six is would be my guess as well.
Indiana, 4.5. Somebody's got to be bad.
I think it's going to be them again. But I have
this show's going to be really boring if we agree on everything.
I give you that, but no, I have no faith in Indiana because they were a good team. Talent-wise last year.
Well, here's the thing, right? Four wins would be an upgrade for them, right? They only won two games. So it's like, you could say they got better and they still only won four.
That's just atrocious. That's a fireable offense, really. If your upgrade is just two more wins. It's not like you went from 7 to 9. That's an upgrade. No, you went from 2 to 4. You're just trash squared.
Yeah, he's on my list of coaches that's probably good. See, here's the thing. We don't have to get into this that much. Do I trust Indiana to fire him, even if he deserves it?
Nah.
And I don't, because he's well liked.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work. I don't think it's gonna happen. But it should. I'm still going under. I'm going under. I think you're probably going like right at it. I'm going under. I think they only get 3 wins.
I would probably say 4.
Okay. We don't fully agree.
Are you hearing all this feedback? I'm hearing myself.
Oh, I know why. I think I fixed it.
Okay. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know what it was, because something going on in my head said that's messing with my hearing. But we ain't going to be here long. We got this. I'll be all right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me, though?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you fine. Yeah.
All right. So we're both under with Indiana. Iowa, 7.5.
Hell no.
That's a good number.
It is. It is.
Could they win 8 games? I could see that.
Did they do anything with the offense?
If they were bad last year, they won 10. Think about it. If Northwestern,
a lot of that defense is gone, isn't it? Because they were pretty old. Just like Michigan,
they kept the one of the guys. They did lose a lot of people. They lost their running back too. I think they lost their center. They lost a terrible quarterback. I think so.
Because I was about to say, wasn't that their bright spot on offense?
Yeah, I could be wrong about the running back. I'm honestly not sure off the top of my head.
I could only see them winning 8 games, 7 to 8 games, if they fix that offense. And I have no faith in them fixing that offense in 1 year.
No, they're not going to, but they won 10 last year.
That was pure defense.
Yeah.
Their defense
was games. Yeah. This one's hard for me. Because I could see them winning. Because here's the thing. Every time I think Iowa's going to be really bad, they're never really bad. And they always win games. And I'm like, and I watched the whole game from start to finish, and I don't know how they won it. So, like, I want to say, like, 5 or 6. But, like, they're just never going to be a 5 or 6 win team. And no. I don't know why. Because I didn't think they were going to be good last year, and they won 10 games. And I don't know how they won 10 games. You can say the defense, but I watched the games. I still don't know how they did it.
Well, especially early in the season, their defense was scoring points. Like, their defense would score points, like pick sixes or fumble sixes and stuff like that.
And then when they didn't do that, they'd give them the ball where they could do 3 plays and a field goal.
Like, I'm pretty sure their defense scored more points than their offense the whole season.
Are we considering field goals offense? Because if that's the case, I disagree. Because they had a stupid amount of field goals.
But
touchdowns, you may be onto something.
Now, see, my thing is I think field goals are special teams. So their defense is special teams. Like, their special teams probably score more points than the offense.
That'd be an interesting stat to look up. I'm not going to look it up because I love myself and I don't want to be that depressed looking up Iowa stats. But, like, for someone, that would be an interesting stat to look up.
I need an answer.
I'm going to go over, and I hate myself for it. They're going to find a way to win 8. And I'm telling you now, I don't know how they're going to get to 8, but they're going to do it.
I'm going under at 6 wins.
Okay. And that's what my heart's telling me. But I've watched enough Iowa football where I expect them to be bad and they somehow still win 8. So I'm going 8. Maryland, 5.5. I'm going over. Maryland's going back-to-back bowl games.
Oh, okay. I'm going under.
All right. So here's a quick question. Mike Loxley has not been good. They get to a bowl game last year. If they don't get one this year, do you fire him?
How long he's been there?
Like 5 years.
And you're teetering around 6-7 wins most of the time?
No, he's teetering around 4 or 5. I think they've only been to a bowl game once, and it was last year.
Oh, yeah, get rid of him. Yeah, need something new there. 5 years. I mean, that's enough. Like, because now you got seniors and juniors.
Yeah. Tallulah came over with him when he came over.
Right.
The quarterback. So that's a full recruiting class. Like, yeah, like you said, that's time.
That's like 2 recruitment classes that have grown with you at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. I would, especially since you went to a bowl game last year and then regressed right back to your norm. You got to go.
That's fair. I'm having them at 6 again.
Okay. I think I have them at 5 games.
That's fair. That's fair. Michigan at 9.5. We already started talking about this a little bit. This is hard for me. Did Michigan beat Michigan State last year, or they lost?
They lost at the end of the game. They had the lead most of the game, and then in the fourth quarter lost it.
So 9.5 means 10. I don't know their full schedule, but that means they can only lose 2 games. I have them losing to Ohio State. Can they go the rest of the time? That means beating Michigan State, Penn State. I don't know.
Remember who playing quarterback for Penn State now?
True. I don't know who they have in non-conference. Can they, if I give them the Ohio State loss, can they only lose one other game the whole season?
That's their norm.
Yeah, but like, they lost a lot. They lost a lot. They lost 2 pass rushers. They had 2 pit players go in the first round, a player go in the second round who would have been first round if he didn't get injured in the draft prep. They lost their best running back. They have a quarterback controversy, and the young guy that people want to start didn't throw all camp because he was injured, so he's just now starting to throw again. They don't have a wide receiver worth naming, and I don't care about the kid from East Lansing.
What was their first his first year there? What did his what was the first 2 years? How did he fare?
I think he's won 10 games almost every year. Like, yeah, so that, I think while you're saying it's the norm, I just think that this is his worst team in a while.
Right. Probably since his first year there.
Up to last year, and there were a lot of seniors and juniors who were draft eligible. They do have some good players. They have a really good corner, I think, who's like a sophomore. They have the running back, Donovan Edwards. I was going to say Jackson. Donovan Jackson's on Ohio State. Donovan Edwards. I'm going to go under, but not – I think it's nine.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're not going to have a bad year. I think they go 9-3.
I was thinking 9-3, 10-2, because that's usually – that's their norm.
I don't have them winning seven. That'd be some real OSU homer hater stuff. They're gonna be good again. I just don't know. Like, I think Michigan State and Ohio State beat them again. And then, although Penn State's not gonna be good, that's a tough game. I don't know their non-conference. I don't, like, if they play USC, do they lose that game? Do they play Notre Dame? I don't know who they play. So
I don't think they're going to lose to Michigan State because the way they lost last year to them. So it'll be like a revenge game, and then Ohio State has their revenge game.
Okay. Yeah. But do they play Nebraska this year? Does Nebraska finally get it done?
I'm about to look it up now because I want to know if they play Nebraska. They do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro, they're winning 10 games.
I'm sticking with not looking at this guy. I'm going nine. Okay, Michigan State 7.5. Do you feel like that's disrespectful? Like, I know Michigan State like had a crazy, like, unsurprising year, but to go from 10-11 games to 7.5, barely making a bowl, like, I don't know about that.
I think the one under that, the next one we're going to do is more disrespectful than this one. But they lost a lot on offense too, right?
No, they only lost their running back.
That was their best player.
It was by far.
By far.
This is true. But the quarterback is underrated. Not great, but he's underrated. He's decent. They have their two best wide receivers, one of whom missed a lot of time last year because of injury. Right. I don't think either of them went to the draft. I'm not saying they're going to be able to throw the ball, but they're not losing. Here's my thing. They're not losing as much as Michigan is.
Yeah.
So realistically, they should still be on a similar level, right? Anything happens, right? But like, so I'm going over Michigan State 7.5. But it's the same thing. I'm not going way over. 8 or 9 games. I can see Michigan State and Michigan both going 9-3.
I think Michigan State is only going to win 7 games this year.
I'm going under. See, now we're getting some takes off. Michigan State's only winning 7.
Because the thing is, a lot of their wins, like the Michigan win last year, that was a If we being honest, Michigan just lost. That was a collapse by Michigan.
They put in the young quarterback when they were winning, and he fumbles the ball.
Yeah, because they dominated that game like they did the Ohio State game, and then took it easy at the end, and they lost the game. They learned from that mistake and kept the pressure going against Ohio State, so that same shit wouldn't happen.
So Michigan State's the reason we lost.
Yeah, I mean,
Ohio State was just soft. That's not why.
It was a soft game, but I do think Michigan learned from that. That was the first time I watched a Michigan team learn from their mistake in a while. Like, they learned from their mistake and fixed it. I think it's going to be one of them years where a team you think it's going to be like 8-9 win team, like definitely making a bowl game, where they might struggle. I think Michigan State's going to be the one that struggles to make the bowl game.
So I disagree with you at this outset of the show, but I hope that you're right. Because I need one of these teams, and it's really only – it's Penn State. I need Penn State – Iowa, Michigan State, or let's say Iowa, Michigan State, or Nebraska to have just a dog shit season, because Penn State get, and it's for no reason outside of Penn State game gave James Franklin 85 mil after he was flirting with other jobs and didn't care and is off two losing seasons. Michigan State gave Mel Tucker 95 mil when he's done literally nothing.
Bro, I want to get paid to do
I just need Scott Frost fired, so that's why Nebraska.
We all he ain't that. Never going nowhere, bro. If he ain't get fired after this, bro, he there. He got something. He got something against Nebraska, like he got some blackmail or something.
And then Iowa. I said Iowa. Iowa, because I want their coach to retire. And he's never going to retire if he keeps winning 9-10 games. Yeah. And they're never going to fire him. So I want him to retire. So if any of those have just like a 2-win season, I'm good.
Ooh, I wasn't going to say all Michigan State.
No. I don't think Michigan State's going to be that bad. I'm just saying. I need one of them just to be like trash so I can just dog them every episode, week after week after week.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be that team's going to be Nebraska. It's
boring, but Nebraska's still going to fuel my fire. I'm Scott Frost. Don't listen to no podcast. Don't do it. You need silence, because if you stumble on this one, boy, I'm telling you now. All right, so I had over, you had under for Michigan State.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going 7 wins at the most.
All right, that's fair. Minnesota, way over. 6.5, way
over. I'm going over. They did over the past 2 years, right? They've had more than 6 wins.
I'm telling you now, the only thing stopping me from picking Minnesota from winning the Big Ten West is Braylon Allen.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's it. The only thing stopping me from picking Minnesota right now to pick the Big Ten West is Braylon Allen. It's literally going to be the war of the who's the better running back between Braylon Allen and Mo Ibrahim, and which quarterback makes the least amount of mistakes between their two quarterbacks. I can't think of their names right now because Peyton Thorne is Michigan State, so I can't remember the name of Minnesota's quarterback right now. But between him and I can't think of Wisconsin's quarterback, it doesn't matter. Literally, that is going to be the deciding factor. And it's also just going to be the rivalry thing, because we talked about some things in football don't make sense. Can Minnesota beat Wisconsin 2 times in a row? I genuinely think right now, Minnesota versus Wisconsin is going to be the game to decide the Big Ten West. Whenever they play, I don't know when they play. I hope it's the last game of the season again. I don't know if they do that annual thing where they always play last game of the season. I don't remember. I know Ohio State and Michigan does. But a lot of those teams are rivals, so I don't know exactly how that works. But I hope that that game is to determine the Big Ten West.
I'm saying it now, and I hope I don't have like a Charles Barkley kind of curse where you'd be like, I guarantee, and then that team gets flipped. But I'm saying right now, Minnesota winning the West.
Okay. I am not mad at that. It's time. They've been so close. It's time.
Yeah, I think this the year. Barring injuries, of course.
Especially in Mo Ibrahim's last year. Oh, man.
It's going to be sad, though, because Mo Ibrahim is probably going to have a down year statistically.
Whoa. We don't say that. Not on this show, we don't. No.
We don't? Oh, my bad. Okay, my bad. I just know how that senior year go. That's the one.
This is a podcast where we speak truth, real hard facts, except that one.
My bad. Never mind,
I'm getting
over
2,000. There we go.
Over 2,000, probably 16 touchdowns.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heisman contender, Heisman finalist, you know what it is.
That's not too far-fetched.
It's not.
A Heisman contender? It's hard
because it was only one game, and we know what Ohio State's defense turned out to be. But he had over 150 yards and 3/4 of work. No matter how bad the defense is, that's not easy.
No.
He was dogging them, and it's one game, but he looked like he was going to be in rare form last year. And I'm just really rooting for him because he's a guy who, despite injury, he would have got drafted. So solely came back on some, I want to win with my team. We've been so close to winning the West. I want to do that. And I like that selflessness, even though it's a little stupid, because you are correct. Almost everyone that comes back for their senior year has a bad senior year, but he's going to break that curse. No Madden curse, no senior year curse. It's not going to be that. He's good.
Bet. I just looked at who's next. They serious?
Come on, bro. No, they can't. They can't be.
They think Minnesota's going to be worse? Okay. Yes. All right. There's no way.
I physically can't say it. You have to say the team in the win total. All
right. Yeah. So next we got Nebraska. 7.5.
Way under.
Three. Minnesota 6.5, Nebraska 7.5. What did they see from last year that makes them think, yeah, Nebraska can win 8 games?
I know what it was. Nebraska was the best 3-win team in the country because they were so close. That's what it was. Get out of here.
And that's why I think they're going to be much worse. It's because it's hard. After losing players who fought that hard in a terrible season, now you got young players. You got new players. You got people taking positions and stuff. There's 8 games is insane.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. They're banking on transfers. Because they got to Nebraska? They did get some transfers. I don't know how. But they got a transfer quarterback from Texas and a couple other guys who people are supposed to be like. A transfer quarterback from Texas.
From Texas. Texas?
You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah.
That tells you what you need to know? Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Nebraska of the South. That man went to the exact same team.
Different colors.
Same shit.
All right. So I don't even want to talk about this. This is disgusting. I have 5 max. It's most likely going to be 3. And if Scott Frost is not fired, hell have no fury like Jordan scores.
I tell you this right now. There's no way you think Nebraska is going to be a better team than Indiana. They should be the exact same.
Even if you want to be nice and give them 6.5 and say you think they're going to go to a bowl game, there's no way they should be a game better than Minnesota.
Or Illinois, if we being honest. I think Illinois was a better team last year. They record-wise and just overall, like with the eye test, I think they were a better team.
And even if they weren't, because I don't remember the exact record, they had more promising things. Like, you left the games feeling better about them.
Yeah, every time, there was Illinois loss was much better than a Nebraska loss. Because you see Nebraska lose, and you're like, bro, you gave that away. You just giving nails out.
No confidence. So we're both under, way under, to be clear.
Man, bad
news. Northwestern 4.5. So I like this number. That sounds about right. But most people are saying, oh, it's Northwestern. They do off and on. They're going to just saying like, oh, they're going to win 10 games just because that's what they do. I think the Northwestern thing's falling off the tracks. I'm not saying, because they're not going to fire their coach. I'm not saying they'll never be good again, but they're not going to have this back and forth thing, especially because they're starting to lose some transfers and they've been recruiting the worst in the Big Ten for a while. I don't think they get 4 wins. They definitely get 5.
Here's my thing. If people think it's like this is the turnaround year, there's no way they're doing 10 wins. At the most, 7 if this is a turnaround year, like the off and on thing.
But are you considering 7 a turnaround year? No. I mean, I'm not. Not for what, they've been perennially in the Big Ten West Championship game. I'm not considering 7 wins a turnaround.
Yeah, nah.
7 wins for Illinois is great. 7 wins for Northwestern is y'all still not there.
Yeah, you still ain't figured it out. I think this is a perfect number. I would round down, though, instead of rounding up. That's how I look at that, though. But there's,
I can see them with 4 wins, which is 1 or 2 better than last year. Maybe even 5. I don't think they make a bowl game though.
Oh hell no.
Yeah. People people who know Northwestern say they got a good freshman quarterback. So maybe next year they bounce back a little bit. But that I don't know if that freshman I don't know if that freshman's even supposed to start this year.
They didn't have a good defense, and they lost players in the transfer portal.
They lost their best. They lost their best defender to Notre Dame, Brandon Joseph.
Oh, under. Yeah. They might do the Indiana thing.
Ohio State 10.5.
Over. Yep.
We don't gotta talk about it. Over.
Yep.
Over. I think. I will say that no, I'll save that because we're gonna run down the week one schedule a couple games really quickly. Penn State 8.5 under.
Yeah,
okay, under with a caveat.
Yeah,
if by week 3
I'm hedging my bet like a motherfucker.
it's not hedging. It's just what they should do. I just don't believe they're gonna do it. If by week 3 or 4 they realize Sean Clifford's not the guy, which they should have realized 2 years ago. And their freshman quarterback is ready, which is not a guarantee. I could see them winning some games and doing kind of like what Wisconsin did, where they start out bad, they find a freshman, start winning some games, and they get to 8-9 wins. If that does not happen, which is most likely not going to happen because they're not going to not play Sean Clifford.
Six-year senior, yeah. I'm going under. Not by that much, though, but I'm doing under.
Yeah.
I think Penn State. How many wins did Penn State have this past season?
7. They made a bowl game.
If they won 7 games, I think they do the exact same thing they did and just win 7 games.
Yeah. That's what I would pick.
Wait, like, Purdue. Without looking at keep going. My bad.
Yeah. Without looking at their schedule, I think I would predict 7.
Yeah,
because they're too well coached and they're too talented to just be total garbage, which is why the years that they only won 2 or 3, like everyone was shocked, like what's going on here. So I think a team with good players who should be better, a bad season is 7. I don't see them missing a bowl game.
I'm going. They're going to make a bowl game, but. Yeah. There's no way.
They beat everyone they should. They beat everyone they're supposed to, lose the tough games, and then maybe there's one upset like Illinois.
Yeah, like because I think they're going to lose to Ohio State, lose to Michigan State, and lose to Michigan if they play all three.
They'll beat one of them. They do play all three because they're in the East. I don't think so. They'll beat one of them because they always seem to beat one of them.
Yeah, they seem to be – if that quarterback there, bro, I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, but he's been there before, and they beat him, so...
I think there's been times where, like, where Michigan beat themselves against Michigan State. Like, it'd be like that. If that happens, like, something like that can happen, but I still only see 7 wins. I don't see that many.
That's fair, which is under, so we're good. Yeah. Purdue, 7.5. This one's hard for me. Because they lost their best player on defense, they lost their best wide receiver. In the bowl game without their wide receiver, they did have a wide receiver that threw for that cop that had 200-plus receiving yards. And I think their quarterback may be the second-best quarterback in the Big Ten. It's probably. So crazy. It's so crazy.
He kind of ain't got no choice if he's throwing the ball 50 times.
True. But it's so crazy how his season was underrated. And I didn't even realize it until I looked up stats.
Yeah,
and it looked like CJ Stroud. Like,
it's not hard for me because I think teams are going to be ready this time. I don't think they're going to surprise anybody in the Big Ten this time. Like, they won't be spoiler makers. They won't do that.
But listen to this. 315 completions out of 440 attempts for a 71.6 completion percentage.
He only threw the ball 400 something times. That seems low.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either. 3,712 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Huh? That is a great year.
Yeah, 28 touchdowns? That seems low.
Yeah, he had the second highest touchdowns in the Big Ten. And he, like, if he has, like, 30 with, like, six, with, like, eight interceptions, he's getting drafted high second round, maybe even low first, depending on the – listen, okay, all right. So this is C.J. Stroud's numbers. 317 completions out of 441. They threw the ball almost the exact same. 71.9% completion. So literally a 0.3 difference. Now, the difference is in the yards and the touchdowns. C.J. Stroud threw for 4,435 yards, 44 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. That's fine. I'm not comparing that. C.J. Stroud's a better quarterback, but that's not that big of a difference.
And not only that, C.J. Stroud, I mean, let's be honest, has better talent. He had better wide receiver talent around him. They can break away and break tackles and stuff like that to give him more yards and more touchdowns. So, that helps him. But, man, that's an amazing season. I just thought he threw the ball 600-some yards.
I feel like I'm the only one talking about it. I feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah, no, that you might be, because I didn't even know it was that good. I knew he had a good season because he was pretty much the main, like, him and that receiver were pretty much the main reason why Purdue was doing what they were doing. They were good on, they were decent on defense. Let me not say good, because they would give up points like crazy, but they would put up 40-50 if they needed. I didn't know. I could have sworn he threw the ball 600 sometimes this year.
It literally felt like it. And I think it's just because of the games we watched. Because, like, their running game was never good. But, like, when we watched, like, the Ohio State game and, like, those games, all he did was throw. And we thought that's what he did the whole season. But there were some games where, like, whatever. Okay, so I have over.
For Purdue?
Yeah.
I'm going under.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think I'm going under.
The reason I'm going over is because I don't think Iowa's going to be great. I don't think Northwestern's going to be good. I don't think Nebraska's going to be good. Those are some wins there for them. I think they can get to 8.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I think 6 because I think teams are going to be prepared for them.
That's also fair.
Especially if they still can't run the ball, I think they're going to be really prepared for them. Now, if they find a run game, I'm going to be eating my words later.
Fair. Rutgers 4.5.
Yep.
I think Rutgers gets to 5 and experience heartbreak again, where they're one game away from getting to the bowl game. So I have over, but I'm not confident they'll be good. It's literally like if they would have put 5.5, it was under. They put 4.5, I'm over. I'm picking 5. Wisconsin 8.5.
I'm going over. I'm going to go 9, but they lose the West Championship game to Minnesota.
That's fair. I'm going 10.
Ooh.
And their only losses are to Ohio State and Minnesota.
I'm not mad at
them. I don't know the rest of their schedule. So I don't know who they play, but I'm going 9 and they lose to I'm going 10 and they lose to Ohio State and they lose to Minnesota.
So they definitely losing to Minnesota. I know that much. That's happening. Yeah.
But, and they're losing to Ohio State. Ohio State is they play Ohio State at a good time for Ohio State. If they played Ohio State later in the season, like if it was like Wisconsin and then Michigan, I'd be worried. They play them like game 5, which gives them enough time to figure out their defense, to get the offense rolling. There shouldn't be any major injuries at that point. Players aren't tired. Like, the 5th game, like, Wisconsin doesn't get that uptick of, like, you're playing a tough game and the cold is still going to be warm. Like, I just think that Wisconsin, even with a lot of those factors, Wisconsin has lost this game.
You never know. If it's at Ohio State and they play them early, it'll snow in August here sometimes, so. You never know.
Yeah, very rarely. It's not going to be like. So, yeah, I think I got 10. So
10.
We're going to take a quick, 10. So that's it. And here's the thing. Like we said, we didn't look at the schedules. This is just off the top of the head, win totals. We may change these when we actually do our tiers. When we do look at the schedule. But I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to give a couple updates. We're going to talk about a couple games that we're really excited in week one. And then we're going to get out of here. We're actually going to stay at an hour this time, which I know we always say it never happens. So we'll be right back after the quick break. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Land Grant Holy Lands I-70 Football Show. As always, I'm your host, Jordan, and I'm here with my co-host, Dante. Yes, sir. Updates. There's no updates. That is, the update is there's no update, which in and of itself, I think that's the phrase, is weird. I don't know what they're waiting for. I heard this with the
media deal. Yeah.
So I heard one thing. I don't know if this is true. Some guy that follows media, that NBC or one of those ones, what they were buying another company, and so the Big Ten waited for them to, because like for that deal to be done before they pitched. But I think that was in like March, so maybe that pushed it back a little bit. Maybe they're waiting for the Big Ten meeting, which maybe is coming up sometime in June. I don't think that's. I know the SEC one's happened yet. I don't think the Big Ten one's happened yet.
So if maybe that
that's what they're waiting for,
that's probably what they're waiting for. They're probably going to have that meeting first, and then decide as a whole.
Yeah, it's just weird. It just feels late because it ends in less than a year.
Yeah, it's come down to the wire.
Yeah, one thing I know for sure, which I predicted this because I was reading about it. So Fox has already agreed to their deal,
okay,
which was always going to happen because they own 50 or something percent of the Big Ten Network. That's a partnership that's going to last. Here's what's weird, interesting, weird, whatever. Because I keep saying weird. Supposedly, two people that work for Fox have been sitting in on these meetings with other companies. And the other companies were like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never had to pitch with rival executives there. Yes. But that's how deep the Big Ten Fox like thing runs, which is why people were also saying that the Big Ten was saying no to the playoffs because they wanted to ensure that Fox could bid because they have a good working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Which is similar to what the ESPN has with the SEC. The difference, in my opinion, is ESPN's ESPN, where Fox needs the Big Ten. So yeah. I would imagine Big Ten has a little bit more control over Fox than the other way. Because if Fox loses, first of all, ESPN would never lose the SEC. But if they did lose them, they have everything else in the world.
Everybody else.
If Fox loses the Big Ten, what do they have? But whatever math. It is, that But no, the math is on ESPN.
Fuck yeah!
They have the Pac-12.
Disgusting. Yeah, the media deal not being done by now is weird. I figured because I thought I just missed out on the news and we'd be talking about it by now, but I guess not.
There's no media deal, and they haven't made the decision if they're getting rid of division. So
that was, I feel like that decision ain't gonna be made for another few years. I'm not gonna lie.
It's just stupid because everyone else is already like, no divisions. We're done. Like, we're out of here.
No, so. The Big Ten want to be different for no reason sometimes. Like, remember when I said they a lot of their fans or their teams like to act like they're not like the SEC of the North. They really are. Yeah, they just like to be weird. They like to be weird. Or like, I just want to be different for the sake of being different. Like, just get rid of the divisions by now. God damn.
Yeah, yeah. So, no updates. Looking at the week one schedule, we'll probably add this segment and just go through the schedule up until we finish it. Maybe some weeks we'll do two because I doubt we have 14 weeks until college football starts. Actually, I know for a fact we don't. Or 12, whatever it is, 13, whatever it is. We don't have that. So just a couple of games that are interesting. I'm not telling you they're going to be good games. They're interesting. Nebraska versus Northwestern is interesting to me, and here's why.
They both
were trash last year. Both of them are being predicted to be better this year for God knows what reasons. if one of these games, if one of these teams comes in and blows out the other, especially if it's Nebraska, but if one of these teams comes in and blows out the other, the hype train is going to go crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm just praying Northwestern comes out and blows out Nebraska, because that's what you want. But that's what you need.
Yes. 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 But also, if Northwestern blows out Nebraska, start the Fire Scott Frost train. And not for me, because my train's been going. Like, I've been around the block. People are just going to be mad, and it's going to be like, okay, what's this season looking like? So the game's interesting. There's a lot that's going to be on the line.
It's crazy because this game is interesting because there's a chance that this game could be 45-50 or 17-10.
Yeah.
And just terrible both ways.
That game could easily be that.
Oh, man. That is going to be a hilarious week.
And it's week zero, actually. I didn't separate it on the show plan, but it's actually week zero. This game is in Ireland. Why we're playing football in Ireland, I don't know. But, yeah.
It's like these kids can make their own money. They can pay for their flights now.
If they did, that'd be so crazy. All right, so second game, Penn State versus Purdue. Penn State, a normal Penn State team, is beating Purdue. Mm-hmm. A Purdue team that last year's Purdue team, if they're good again, is beating Penn State. Purdue has a good quarterback. Penn State has a new defensive coordinator because their defensive coordinator went and took the job at Virginia Tech. Also, Penn State has Sean Clifford, who is not a good quarterback. Aiden O'Connell will run laps around him. So, it's interesting. It's one of those, like, you can't tell much from one game, right? But it's kind of similar to the first thing. Whoever wins, it's like, okay. Because this is a tough opponent for both. Like, this is not a game you typically want week one, so this is a tough opponent. It's like you can feel a little bit good about yourself. You can breathe a sigh of relief if you beat this game because it's going to be top three or four toughest games on their schedule.
Yeah, but like what you said, I don't know. In my eyes, this is kind of have to be like a statement win. Like, Penn State has to win this game, in my eyes. They have to, and it has to be a statement win because they can't have that struggling season like they did last year where it was like, they got to come out and beat Penn State. And I feel like either losing to Purdue or struggling to beat Purdue is going to be, it's going to let me know what Penn State team we're going to get for the rest of the year.
I agree with that, which is why it's on this list. I agree with that 100%. The next game is Ohio State versus Notre Dame. This game,
I think this is interesting because it's Ohio State Notre Dame. But I swear Ohio State gonna blow this team out and it's gonna be boring.
Yeah. But again, I said interesting, not good games. Notre Dame don't play often enough.
No, they don't. Despite
the fact that they're not that far apart from each other. And it's two historic games. Like, Notre Dame is trying to come into Ohio. There's just a lot of extra things with this, right? Notre Dame has a new coach. If they come in and beat Ohio State, that's a statement. If Ohio State loses after losing to Oregon and Michigan and the defense doesn't look good, it's like, see? It's interesting.
I think Notre Dame is going to be a good team, even though – and I want to – You got me there because I want to see how this new coach does, and it's a black coach coaching Notre Dame. That's different. Like, yeah, you know what? You're right. This is an interesting game.
I still think Ohio State blows them off the field, but
But if they lose,
the storyline at least. But here's the thing. Regardless of team, Oregon, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech, this is a game Ohio State loses. Ohio State loses an early non-conference game to a team at home, a team that is close but not as good as them. They lose this game all the time.
And honestly, if they don't, they did. And if they don't even blow them out, I wouldn't say I'm going to be worried about Ohio State, but it's going to be like we going to do this again?
For me, it depends on why they don't blow them out. If the offense is a little stagnant because they have young wide receivers and they score 28, and it's like 28-17, 28-21, that's fine. If it's like 52-45, all right, now we got an issue. It depends. Because the offense, because here's the thing that people aren't thinking about that we'll get into our full Ohio State preview. It's fine to think they're going to be amazing again. It's fine. They have CJ Stroud, the best quarterback in the country. They have a top three running back in the country. They have highly recruited wide receivers. None of them but Jaxon Smith-Njigba is proven. So the offense could start quote unquote slow to their standard because the receiving core is young. So if that's what it is, I'm fine. Because I believe 3-4 games in, which is why I think the Wisconsin game is bad for Wisconsin, because by then I think Ohio State's going to have hit their stride. If Wisconsin was playing Ohio State week 1, 2, or 3, I'd be concerned. Week 5 or 6, I think that's bad for Wisconsin.
I think – I don't know, because I think Wisconsin is notorious for a slow start too. So it's – I don't know. I am excited for the Notre Dame-Ohio State game though, because – yeah. I do want to see how the coach does for Notre Dame as a coach. And then we can't – I'm sure they're going to get blown out. We can't even hold that against them to start the year.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of like a revenge tour for Ohio State. Revenge tour. Let me put quotations around that because it's like half the prop – half their struggles were
their own. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So – the last game we have, Indiana versus Illinois. This is – it's interesting because I want to see what Illinois is.
Yep. I want to see what parts –
I think Indiana is going to be dog – like, just going to be trash. I hope Illinois dog walks them, like, 35-7.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Because then there's, like, when did Illinois' offense get, like, that?
It's just chef's kiss. So this is not a game that may be interesting to the masses, but it's a game that's interesting to me. Well, actually, you put this game up here. So it's a game that's interesting to us.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're a really big fan of Big Ten football, this is a Big Ten football game. Like this might be like a great example of one. And I
100%. And this game being week one, come on. This is what you never want to play a conference game week one. Realistically, you just don't. Like, there's something about it. It's weird. Indiana, after a bad season, trying
to – and they right next to each other?
Trying to rebound has to – They're trying to rebound. They're trying to have some – they're trying to love on each other, as their coach likes to say. They got to come out and face Illinois week one and get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, because a team that definitely will take a hit and give one right back. And I don't know if Indiana can take a hit. Yeah, this is gonna be a good one.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a hard fought game. It's gonna be low scoring.
Yeah,
unless out of nowhere decides to throw up 35-40, then I'm gonna be cracking up the whole time if that happens.
that would just make my day.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. That and the Nebraska one, because I want Nebraska to get blown out for real.
Just end this right now. I want Scott Frost to be fired week 5. We know it's gonna be bad.
You get blown out week one to Northwestern, fire him right there.
This was a mistake.
Right in the locker room. Like, have him sit, like, just be the dude just sitting there. As soon as the game's over, they come into the locker room. Like, bro, just go. Just go. Don't even go to the press conference. You're fired. That would be hilarious.
All right, so let's wrap this up. Pit stops. For those new to the show, thank you for listening to this somehow in the summer. But our pit stops – it's the I-70 football show. You can get almost anywhere in the Big Ten going I-70. But when you take a long road trip, you have to take a pit stop, gas, use the bathroom, get food, whatever it is. Yes. This is going to make no sense. Actually, no, this does make sense today's episode. Because the pit stop is our chance to talk about something non-Big Ten. I was going to say this doesn't make sense, but this is the first episode, I think, all off-season where we've only talked about the Big Ten. It actually makes sense. This is what the show is supposed to be. We had some Big Ten things to talk about because the last couple episodes we've been all over the place.
No.
We're going to do yours first because we're both going to have things to say about mine. What's your
pit stop? Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. I don't know if you saw the clip the other day. I quoted it yesterday. All right, so somebody was at AD's house, and he had picked up a basketball. In the clip, it's like 6-7 seconds. He was like, man, I ain't shot a basketball since April 5th.
Huh?
June, yes, that was yesterday. So June 11th, he said, I ain't touched a basketball since April 5th. Bro, I was so mad. I've never been so mad in my life. Because that man shot 19% from the three-point line and 24% from mid-range. You should have been shooting immediately. And this is why and it's stuff like that where, like, I think he's one of the players who said something about having Mamba mentality at some point during the season. And it's just like,
there's no way. There's no way he said that. Because he don't believe that.
You can't believe it. Because if you had the Mamba mentality, as soon as you was healthy enough to jump and it didn't hurt, you'd be in the gym shooting jump shots.
Or something, doing something where you don't have to jump, free throws, layups, like
no dribble work. No, I don't even need you doing that. You shot 19% from the three-point line.
No, you do need to be doing that. You're a professional basketball player. There's no reason you should not be touching the basketball doing something.
I mean, yeah. And then people put up like, this is like his normal routine. Well, maybe he needs to switch it up because his normal routine got him getting hurt every other week.
Because here's the thing. Right, I haven't touched the basketball largely because, like, I'm not around a gym. But normal people, not in the NBA, touch a basketball.
Basketball more than that, bro.
Literally, LeBron is doing this whatever thing on social media where he dropped a live with him playing basketball with his kids. He wasn't working out, but he touched the basketball.
But the thing is,
he didn't even pull his cards out the driveway, but he touched the basketball. You're not shooting. It doesn't have to be the hardest workout in the world, although it should be because you keep getting injured. You haven't touched a bat. You haven't shot a shot, a layup, a dunk, dribble. Nothing. You ain't done nothing
since April 5th. And that's the crazy thing. You bring up LeBron. He's been showing that he's at the Lakers facility at 5 a.m. every day.
Working
since the season's been over with. So, like, the oldest man in the goddamn league. Oh, well, no, your dad's asshole might be the oldest man.
He's not in the league no more. He's a coach. I don't care. Just because he wears the player's uniform don't mean nothing. And on top of that, Russ, for all of his flaws, and I am not a Russ defender, Russ works hard. At least he's hard-headed. He thinks he's better than he is. But Russ be in the facility, because Russ was in the facility when the head coach – he was at the press conference because he had been working out or whatever.
He was working out,
He was talking to the head coach, all of this kind of stuff. That don't mean he's going to listen. It don't mean he's going to buy it. It don't mean he's going to be good. I am not defending Russ. But what I'm telling you is he working.
Yeah, and I was so done. I was like, bro, I can't wait to, like, I'd rather us just be trash and be rebuilding right now instead of having a dude who's supposed to be as good as Giannis right now. But doesn't want to touch. I bet you Giannis is shooting the basketball right now.
I bet you. His thug brothers are out in Serbia shooting hoops.
Shooting in the freezing cold. It might not be cold, but he's shooting.
The guns are off the hips. They're on the ground. Because let me stop before they hear me. You've seen them. They are Serbian gangsters. Stop playing with me.
That's cool. But, like, I'm so mad. And that's why I was like, every time a player just brings up the fact, or they just be like, yeah, man, like, I just wanted to follow that Mamba mentality. Like, I know he just turning. Like, he just pissed because it's like, y'all not me. Y'all still love your family. You not me. Like,
oh, my God.
Bringing your sons to shoot around. Stop it. Like,
bro, that's funny because I did tweet. I was like, the NBA be acting like Jason Tatum the only one with a kid in the NBA. But I've seen that kid more than I've seen my own nephew, boy.
Bro, he always there. Like, him, like, because it's either him or Russ won't let us forget he got kids. Like, we get it. You love your family. Work on your jump shot. I don't care about your family. Work on your jump shot, bro. Like, Oh my god!
I know for a fact Russ's wife be putting it to him because she was a college basketball player. They are real life loving basketball.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know she. And then they go to USC, which is like just the rivalry UCLA. Of UCLA. No, I'm saying I know Westbrook and his wife went to UCLA, but in Love and Basketball is USC. So like you know what? No wonder why Westbrook fucking stinks. His life is based off a shitty movie.
Oh my god. Alright, with that we're going
I'm gonna get some hate.
Hey, if you hate Dante for his movie take, hate me too, because that's a terrible movie. That's not why I'm moving on. That is not why I'm moving on. That movie is so bad. Alright. My pit stop is very simply cars and gas. Owning a car is a scam. Sometimes your car always knows when you have the slightest modicum of change and a sliver of hope. And
it immediately breaks down.
Oh, you're in a good mood? You're in a good mood? Check engine light. Flat tire.
I'm gonna just ruin your day for you.
Like the door won't like there's always something.
You doing good. You think life is coming up? Battery stinks. Need a new one of them.
Boom. It's not gonna start. Like it's always something. And that just happened to me, and I don't know why, because I didn't really have a modicum of hope. I smiled for 30 seconds and my car broke down.
He's like, mm-mm, you gotta come. Nigga, did I just catch you having fun?
like, remember the Titans? Driving is fun. Driving's fun? No, what? No, sir. Driving is no fun, sir.
Not even a little.
And then don't get me started on gas. Gas is $5. If you think about starting your car, you need gas. Mm-hmm. If you dream about starting your car, your gas is on E.
I saw the other day, I think I saw the highest I saw was like 547, and I almost shit my pants. Because I was like, why?
I was young and dumb. The last time gas was this high, I was 18. And I was like, oh, it's the recession. I just got a car, whatever. It's not going to be like this again. Idiot. Now I know what the economy does. Every 9 to 10 years, it's back.
And it's funny, too, because, like, every time I get on Twitter, everybody keeps blaming Biden for this. And I'm almost like, this was inevitable. Because of the pandemic, this was inevitable. This was going to happen regardless. It happens every time there's a change of regime where it's like, if it's a Republican president and it goes to Democrat or, like,
which
a change
is what happened in 2008.
Yeah,
like 2013. The recession actually hit in like 12, 13, because that's when I got my car, and that's when gas was like $6. But
yeah, it always happens. It always happens.
Yeah, because of all the tax breaks. Like the recession was anyone, I'm not an economist at all, but anyone who pays any attention and is not blinded by Republican Democrat loyalty, where you think the person that can never do anything wrong, could have told you that we were going to hit a recession, and there's nothing anyone could have done.
My thing is like we've been in a recession since 2012. If we're being honest,
yeah, absolutely. You're right.
I'm waiting for the housing market crash and the.
I was just going to say that.
I'm waiting for that, man.
I need a house. I'm getting there. I have kids before you know it next year, so I need a house.
I'm a snitch and tell her you said that.
She knows that.
Okay. Hey,
what are you talking about?
Okay, because I know because you always putting her uterus in danger. So like,
listen.
This man wants a child so bad, y'all. The wedding. I don't know why.
The wedding is next year, That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's team, all.
It ain't gonna be very. You can't even have one a year anniversary before you gonna knock her up. This man is
eight. We've been together for 8 years.
At least be what's married for one.
That's another one. No. Stop. Stop playing with me. I'm pushing 30. I'm not doing this.
Fair enough. He's up there.
All right. So, yeah, guys, I hope that y'all are listening to this, but ooh, not driving. In the
oh, yeah. Oh, home. God. No, please.
Go,
please
go buy a bike. Go do stuff. Anything.
Like, I hope you listen. If anything, it'd be better if you was listening to this on the toilet than you were in your own car. At this point.
Listen, swear. I want to get a bike, but I need to get a bike. I'm going to get a bike at some point. And I want to ride my bike to work because it's not that far, but I don't want to be smelling at work because, you know,
this is you work at a school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be showers and stuff you could do. You could take there if you get there.
Public showers are gross.
I mean, but you played sports, sir. You're right. You've been in a locker room, man. Get over it. Sacrifices got to be made, my guy.
You right. It's like $5 gas, public shower.
You know, $60 for half a tank, 5 minutes in a public shower. You know.
You're making a valid point. All right, so we went over an hour, but not by much. So we're
not
doing
by good. Much. Yeah, so
this is hour six. I'm happy with that. We want to thank you for traveling I-70 with us this week and every other week that you've listened. We are going to get more into the schedule. We're going to get more into the season. The season will be here before you know it, and that is when this show peaks. If you don't know, we do a preview and a recap every single week. We do tiers. We really cover the Big Ten. That is what we do. So if you're listening now just because you stumbled on it and you want to know what the season's like, this should be your favorite podcast in the season. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week. Oh, wait. I'm lying. Dante, what is your social media? Where can they follow you?
Where can they follow me, man? They can follow me on Twitter at DanteM10216.
There we go. That's a good thing. I hope your car doesn't break down because you got it right. And y'all can follow me. No, I'm putting good energy out there.
You know what? I hope so. I hope it's not like the commentary, like the commentary jinx where they'd be like, hey, he's hit all his free throws, and they'd be like, clank.
Yeah, no, I hope not. And y'all can follow me on Twitter at JordanW330. I'm currently doing a writing series where I'm looking at the not best. I want to clarify, I'm not doing best. I'm looking at 5 players to watch for reasons that I find interesting. So this is not a list of who I think are the best players. Some of them are obviously going to be the best. I've already done quarterbacks. I've already done wide receivers, running backs. Wide receivers will be coming out here soon. Check me out. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.